This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a colorful coach retires from American basketball.
But first, the field for the men's NCAA tournament has been announced, and fans everywhere are filling out their brackets for office betting pools. There is another college championship about to get underway, but there won't be a whole lot of betting on this one, the Collegiate Chess Championships. For years, it's been dominated by a handful of select universities, but as NPR's Eric Weiner reports, a team from a community college in Miami has catapulted to the top of the sport.
The Miami-Dade College team is the bad news bears of collegiate chess. The players all hold down part-time jobs. Some have families to support. While their opponents are en route to master's degrees and perhaps PhDs, their academic goals don't extend beyond a 2-year associate degree. And while many chess teams show up for tournaments in matching blue blazers, the Miami-Dade team prefers T-shirts and flip-flops.
My name is Rodelay Medina. I came to America about 10 years ago.
Medina is one of the stars of the team. He explains how one day in 2002, he and a few friends decided on a lark to cobble together a team and enter the Pan American Chess Tournament.
And that's basically what we did. I make up a team, and then I'll be there one way or the other.
One day he showed up in my office and said something like, Miami-Dade has a chess team, here's the trophy, and you're the advisor.
Rene Garcia teaches psychology at Miami-Dade College.
And after I got over that, those three statements, this is okay, what do we do next?
With Garcia's guidance, the newly formed Miami-Dade team quickly rose to the top ranks of collegiate chess, beating schools like Harvard, Stanford, and MIT. James Stallings is chairman of the Collegiate Chess Committee.
Go back half dozen years, I don't know that Miami-Dade had a team, and then all of a sudden, wham, they're there. They just jumped out of nowhere, and with a fully born team. I mean, just a great team.
Are they taken seriously at tournaments now?
Oh, absolutely.
All six members of the Miami-Dade team are Cuban immigrants, and that is no coincidence. Cubans love chess. They play it constantly and loudly on scratched-up boards, in cafes, on sidewalks, at home. In the 1920s, Cuba produced a world champion, one of the best chess players ever, Capablanca. Every Cuban knows the name Capablanca the way we know Babe Ruth, and every Cuban school kid aspires to be the next Capablanca. Rodelay Medina is no exception. He started playing chess when he was 8 years old.
The very first day, I beat his brother, the guy who taught me, I beat his brother the very first day. So I was so, so happy, very happy.
It is here in the campus chess room, or like a chess closet actually, where the Miami-Dade team practices and discusses strategy. There's a simple chessboard, a shelf full of trophies, and the most important tool for any chess player these days, a computer. Medina logs in for a quick game of blitz chess.
This is super blitz, because you only play 1 minute.
It's the chess equivalent of the 100-yard dash, over before you know it. Medina plays to a draw against his opponent, a Russian grandmaster. Medina is clearly not happy with his performance. Collegiate chess is extremely competitive, but as Rene Garcia explains, always sportsmanlike.
In fact, most of the time, the only way you know who won in a match is if you're right next to them. Nobody high fives, nobody screams, and what happens immediately after a match is the two players stay behind and analyze the game that just concluded.
Garcia cannot conceal his pride in the Miami-Dade team and what they've accomplished, and as a psychology professor, there's something else he notices.
I see a certain satisfaction when says, see, they think we're crap, but let's just wait and see.
There's some psychology going on here.
I think so. Yeah. And Rodelay actually is a master of that. He even has a stare, has a special look that can be quite intimidating, quite frankly.
He's right. I found the stare of Rodelay Medina intimidating, and I don't even play chess. Next month, Medina and his stare travel to Dallas for the Final Four championship. There was talk of getting team blazers for this, the premier event in collegiate chess. But the Miami-Dade players have decided to stick with T-shirts and flip-flops. They prefer it that way. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.